Okay, so yesterday we went through both trying to understand the first stage in the Gemara, that there's two different tracks of Heir Panei HaMizrach, of sunrise permitting the new grain, and the Karban, the Shagas Aryeh's model, which again I think might work better for the position he doesn't offer it for, that maybe one way of looking at it is the basically chipping away at the Isser in two stages. And if there is no Omer, so then maybe the Heir Panei HaMizrach has the power to do it by itself. We did the Yerushalmi, who says that in the second stage of the Gemara, right, the notion that the Isser exists only until sunrise, but there's a mitzvah after that. What's the nature of the mitzvah? Is it biblical? Maybe a Chiyuv Gavra versus an Isser Chefza, which is, seems to be the formulation of some Achronim, like the Grizz, goes in that direction. Is it Dirabanan, which is the second day in the Yerushalmi? Is it Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, which, according to some Achronim, Tosot, it means it's Dirabanan? Or I would suggest maybe more of a Ratzon HaTorah thing, like we discussed last week from Rosh Weiss, this notion that if you're supposed to bring the Omer, which is conceptually linked to the new grain, so then it's obviously the right thing to do to bring the Omer first. Maybe it's not a formal Isser, who knows? Maybe that's what Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar means. So those were some of the issues that we dealt with yesterday. Okay, so what I want to do, like I said, is I don't want to read through all the Acharim, so maybe what we'll do today, especially since we're on this Zoom thing until the air conditioning is fixed, again, even if the air conditioning, it's supposed to be fixed today, hopefully, but even if it's not, next week is supposed to be 20 plus degrees cooler. Like it's supposed to be 80s. Well, if it's 80s outside in the shul, it's, with fans, at least bearable, if not pleasant. Even today is not as bad, I think. I don't know what it's like there, but here it's not as bad. I think the high is more like 93, which is not great, but short of the 108 we were seeing before. Okay, that's not great. 93 is also not great, but anyways. Okay, so let me really run through some of the positions that appear on another sheet though, and then the sheet that I'd sent out, so that is moving on to the next parts of it. The Gzeira, a few sort of smaller issues I want to deal with, which is, and I want to maybe take probably two, three more days on this sugya, I don't know. And then I've already prepared the next sugya, which is the Chadash and Chutz La'aretz and Chadash owned by a guy and things like that. But I want to outline some of the other positions that we have. Okay, so we already discussed the Shagas Aryeh's position of the Chatzimatir. The so other Achronim weigh in on this as well. The Hetzel Mafreya issue we discussed yesterday. I think that's what we're up to. We had discussed that. Okay. So there's a Machlokas Achronim. Let's talk for a minute about Rabbi Yehuda's position, right? So Rabbi Yehuda thinks that when does it become Mutter? At the end of the 16th, right? At the end of the 16th. So what happens in the time of the Mikdash, right? It's the end of the 16th of the day unless you bring the Omer. So what happens if you didn't bring the Omer? So then what's the halacha? What do you think? Good. So the Shagas Aryeh takes it like Daniel, and he says, look, what Rabbi Yehuda holds is is that, I know, Rabbi Yehuda holds is that sunset of the 16th going into the 17th is what waves the Isser. But if you have the Omer, so then you can lift the Isser earlier. But if you, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if you didn't have the Omer, so Shachar Zeri says, you see that sunset, the end of the 16th, has the power to be Matir. But the Minchas Chinuch argues. The Minchas Chinuch argues that when there was a Beit HaMikdash, it wasn't mutter until Yom HaViachem, right? Until Ad HaViachem, until you actually bring it. So you see, and this is something that we've seen over and over, is how do these two interplay? So the Shagaz Aryeh assumes that according to Yehuda, the day is the matir, and the Omer is the possibility to be a matir by itself. But if you don't, that doesn't remove the fact that sunset or sunrise, depending on what shita you're in, can be mekel. But the Minchas Chinuch doesn't think that. The Minchas Chinuch thinks that no. What Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that when there's no Omer, so they can function by itself. But when there is an Omer, there is a Karban, so that you need to bring the Omer or the Heter won't take effect even after the time has run out. I mean, the Achronim discussed this issue extensively. Okay, the Makor Baruch has a following position. He writes, based on the Rashba on Daf Hey, you know, let me pull up the Rashba on Daf Hey. Second. Menachot. Hey. Rashba. There, let me share a screen for a second. Yeah. So he argues, based on the Rashba, Miuchos LaRashba, really, that even when the Beis HaMikdash existed, if you didn't bring the Omer, the Chadash would be Mutter at the end of the 16th. Right? So he bases it on the following source. Right? The Rashba says, in Mechosr's Manlevo Vayom, Perish, Hol Vahayom Dehei Muteret Yisrael Achar Shetikrav in Chara Omer, since the day will be matir, achar shetikra minchana omer acheret la mechuzeret zman hi legavua. V'ish lomar dinehi liyisrael asur nhashka mikol makom legavua mutur liyisrael karin ve'kevan shebeotu ayom de muteret. So he reads this line that since for the Jews today will become mutur mikol makashva lo in asur minei mechuzer zman. V'yishlomar, next paragraph, the gamba zetaloi inyan bizman. Shrem lo tikrav ayom lo machar lo kirvenav avurzeh lo yasur achadash. The Rashba says explicitly, because it's not really yasur, because even in the time when you have the omer, if you didn't bring the omer, at the end of the day has the power to be matir the chadash. The Meiri says this as well in Kiddushin Memchet, that he says that the reason that Chadash is not considered in Isser Olam, right, is not considered in Isser forever, is because even if in the time of the Beit HaMikdash you wouldn't bring the Omer, eventually, it would become mutter when the time passed. So here's the Meiri. He says, "Umacha amru b'chadash in isuro isur olam shel achar shisha azar mutter af chilo ikrivu omer." Right after the 16th, it's mutter even without the omer. So you see that you have these several positions who think that. That the day maintains the power, even when there is a Beit HaMikdash, to be matir. It's just that the Omer could push up the mitzvah, but once the day passed, it is mutter. However, there are other shita. Right? There are other shita who said, no, it's not that way. The Yom maybe only has the ability to be matir when there is no Omer. But if there was an Omer, not only would it be usher until you bring the Omer on that day, because of the mitzvah and everything we discussed yesterday, but maybe that, whatever that mitzvah is, right, mitzvah naseh, you know, siddur habanan, whatever, that exists forever until you bring the Omer, right? So we have one set of shittos who says, whatever it is that the isser of the Omer is, that only applies until the end of the day. But once the 16th is over and done with, so now you just missed a mitzvah, but there is no prohibition of any sort on eating the new grain, right? The day came, you missed your chance to bring the Omer Bizmana, deal with it. There's nothing you can do, right? Or maybe you're chayv to bring the Omer, but it doesn't affect the Isser on the food anymore, right? If you think, hey, Rabbeinu Mizrach is matir, so then without the carbon, so, if you missed your opportunity, so I think that's what these shittas are saying. They're saying, look, if you think that Heir Ben Mizrach is matir, or the end of the 16th is matir for that matter, so once you say that, so the Isser is lifted either at sunrise or at sunset, why do you have to wait until the Omer? So everything we talked about, Mitzvah Derabanan, Mitzvah Menamovchar, Mitzvah Da'araita, Isser Gavra, as opposed to Isser Chev, so fine. But that's only when it's the time to bring the Omer. But once the time to bring the Omer is passed, so now, you missed an opportunity, you missed a mitzvah. That was bad. I'm not saying that was good, right? But the heter aspect, that already you had, right? And again, that's what the Rashba says explicitly, that's what the Meiri says explicitly, and others. So the Makor Baruch, right, makes this argument. He quotes all these Rishonim and others. He has other sources as well, but that it's enough. We saw two Rishonim who take this position. I think they think like Daniel, right? One is just, look, it can't go on forever, or more precisely, it can't go on beyond the time, which is the Iker Zman of the Omer, right? It's one thing to say, look, on the 16th, you're supposed to bring the Omer. Wait, what's this like? It's like saying, look, you're not supposed to eat before Kiddush. So let's say you didn't say Kiddush all of Shabbos. You were just minuvel, right? You didn't bother saying Kiddush all of Shabbos. You slept in, you whatever. I don't know what you did the whole day. But now it's Tuesday. So now what are you going to tell me, right? It's usur to eat because you owe Kiddush? No, you missed a mitzvah that racks up in heaven. You missed a mitzvah. That doesn't mean that it's usur, right, to eat, right? You missed your opportunity. What do you want from my life? Yeah, right? I mean, you're not supposed to eat before Shacharis. But if it's noon, right, so now what can you do, right? You'll make up mincha. You'll stop in twice at mincha, but the issue of eating before Shacharis, right? You can't daven Shacharis anymore. Like, what, you know? But there are others who think not this way. And that's based on the following. So I'll share a screen again with you. Let me just open it up. So they appear and it's in an interesting place. So if you look at this Mishnah, right? The Mishnah in Perkei Avos tells you that Asara Nisim Nasu Lavotenu Beit HaMikdash. There were 10 miracles that happened in the Beit HaMikdash. Lo Epila Isha Merech Basar HaKodesh. A woman never miscarried from the smell of meat in the Mikdash, meaning she wanted to eat it and she couldn't, and that frustration didn't lead to a miscarriage, right? She had a craving that couldn't be fulfilled. V'lo esriach basar hakodesh me'olam, the meat never spoiled. V'lo nirez zvuv, the veda mitbachayim, there was never a fly in the slaughterhouse. V'lo ira keri l'kohen gadol b'yom ha'kipurim, the Kohen Gadol didn't become Tamei Keri on Yom Kippur, right? Didn't have a seminal mission. Lo kibuk shamim eishel atzei ma'aracha. Rain didn't put out the fire, the pyre of wood, the fire on his back. Lo nitzcha haruach eremun ha'asham. The wind didn't overpower the pillar of smoke that emerged on his back. Velo nimtza psul ba'omer v'shtei alechem v'lechem ha'panim. And the Omer and the Shtei Alechem and the were never found to be invalid, nor was the weekly Lechem upon him. And when they would stand there, Omdim Tzvufim Umlishtachavim Revochem, they would stand squished And then when they would bow, they would have miraculous face. Lo hizik nachash va'akrav Yerushalayim me'olam. A snake and a scorpion never hurt anyone in Yerushalayim. Lo amar adam l'chavero sarlim hamakom she'olam Yerushalayim. It's too tight for me to live, to stay in Yerushalayim. So the Bartanura asks on this line, and he says, why? Why did you need such a miracle, dafka by the Omer and the Shtei Lechem? Right? Meaning, there were other karbanot, and they did come invalid. Why is it that you needed this miracle specifically via the Omer? So he writes, she'im aya nimtza bahem, here, this highlighted part here, she'im aya nimtza bahem psul kodem mitzvot and lo yafshar la'akrav achirim tachtam. She'omer nikhtar balayla v'lo hayu marbim liktzor. So he says, because the mitzvah of the Omer is that you have to cut the grain at night. So if it was found to be invalid in the day when you were bringing the Omer, so there would be no opportunity to bring the Omer. But the Tiferet Yisrael goes farther. Right? Meaning, if I just read the Bartanura, I would say, look, what's he saying? He's saying that if the grain was found to be usher, so I would just miss the mitzvah. Okay. That doesn't say that it would be usher until the next year. But the Tiferet Yisrael goes farther, and the Tiferet Yisrael says here, Be'omer, Shlo Yakriu Tetzayim Benisan, Yasru Kol Yisrael Lechol Chadash Bishana Zo. Right, what Daniel thought was implausible, and in fact the Rashba and the Meiri thought was implausible, the Tiferet Yisrael thought was halacha, and he said whatever it is that mitzvah iser is of not eating the new grain until the Omer, that will last the entire year. That will last until you get to bring the next Omer. What you eat, I don't know, right? You have no challah for the entire year, right? No bread. You just live on old grain and vegetables. I don't know. And meat and fish and eggs and whatever, but not grain. He says, and he says, even though b'diavad, if you cut the grain during the day, it's kosher. Kishenifsal ha-nikhtar b'layla, yuchol nikhtar acher b'yom lakriva. So he says, look, two miracles here. He said, if you cut it during the day, not like the Bartanura, right? The Bartanura doesn't want it that you have to cut it during the day. Tiferet Yisrael says, yeah. If you cut it during the day, it would be kasher. The problem is that then you'd mess up the people who live far from the Beit HaMikdash. Because if you remember, we said that by Chatzot, you're allowed to assume, if you live in Tveria, you're allowed to assume by Chatzot that you're allowed to eat the new grain because the Beit Din of the Kohanim is never going to delay. Right? They're never going to mess up. So the Tveria Yisrael says, well, the miracle that it was never possible was to not mess up the people in Tveria. Because if you messed it up, you'd go, you'd have to go back to the field, you have to cut more grain. There's no way you're going to finish a second round of cutting an Omer by Chatzot. So that's interesting as it is. But then he adds the second point, which is, and if you don't bring the Omer, it's usher until the next year. So you see that you have this machlokes, that is it the way the Rajba conceptualizes, the Meiri conceptualizes, that look, the Isser is lifted either at sunrise, Erpinam Mizrach, or at the end of the 16th, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and then the Karban. So either according to Yehuda cuts the Isser early, or according to Rabbi Yochanan creates a second Isser or a mitzvah or a mitzvah derabanan or a mitzvah menamuchar, or everything we discussed yesterday, to not eat grain until the Omer. But all of that is true only until the end of the day. But once the day is over, so you miss the opportunity to make a mitzvah. What do you want for my life? But whatever remnant Isser existed or remnant Chiyuv existed dissipates. And that by the time you get to the next day, you're allowed to eat grain legamre. That's way, one way of understanding it. And I think what drives that understanding is that whatever level of Isser or mitzvah derabbanan, mitzvah amunah mufchar exists until you bring the Omer, that's only because of the chiyuv deram yaleh, because you have an obligation to bring the Omer now. But if the day passes and now it's not the Zman, so the day was matir, either the morning or the afternoon or whatever, but the chiyuv doesn't exist anymore. But as you see, the Tiferet Yisrael doesn't agree with this. The Tiferet Yisrael says, no, when there was an Omer, the Omer is the Matir. And whatever level of Chiyuv you think exists until you bring the Omer, whether you think, again, like everything we saw yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan, Derabbanan, Mitzvanan, Mukhar, etc., or you think, like the first day in the Gemara, that in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, the only thing that's Matir is the Omer, so then, that issue remains until the next year. Yeah.
I think it's hard to say that if you go like Tosfos and say it's the mitzvah and avuchar, and then also say it's usher.
I agree with you, right? It could be that this will only work according to the shita that it's a law, that it's an aseh d'oraita, right? It could be. You're right. I tend to think you're right. I can't prove it, right? It could be that you'd have to distinguish. Right, 100%, right? You could say that it depends, right? Maybe, according to the first Shita in the Gemara, that it's Ozeh, so then it's the Iker Lav in the time of the Mikdash isn't lifted until the Omer, so that Isra might last till the next year. Or even if you say it's a Lav or Mitzvah De'oraita, so that you could say lasts the next year, the Derabbanan, I'm not even sure, right? It could be that the Chazal said the Isra Derabbanan goes all year. It's possible. Unlikely that Chazal would impose a derabbanan that much, but I can't prove it. And mitzvah min amuvchar, again, I think you're right. That if you think it's mitzvah min amuvchar, so maybe there it's very hard to say the issue would last till the next year, but I can't prove it. But whatever it is, you see that you have this machloket, that the Rashi with the Meiri think that by the end of the day, the issue, whatever it is going to be lifted, according to Yehuda, probably according to Yochanan Zakkai as well. And on the other hand, you have the Tiferet Yisrael who says no. That the Isra will last until the next year. Okay. Now we've noted as well, right? We've talked a lot about this as the Omer Amatir. Now we've seen, right? It could depend on all the machlok we saw. It could be that even within you argue about the standard of matir. We've talked about that. Now, when it comes to the Yom Tet Zayin, so the Achronim have another question. They ask the following: whether the heter of the Yom of the 16th, They have two ways of understanding it. One is to say maybe the nature of the heter of the 16th is that the day is a matir, or is it that the way they're understanding it is that it's not that the 16th is matir, it's that the Isser just evaporates on the 16th. What do I mean? So like if I asked you, is the day after Pesach a matir of chametz? You would tell me, no, the Isser is just on Pesach. The day after Pesach is not Pesach, right? So one way of understanding Heir Pnei Mizrach is that it's like Pesach. The Isser is until the 16th of the of Nisan, and after that it's just Mutter. Or is it that that sun rises Matir, just like?
It's different because it affects. It only affects new grain versus Pesach.
No, well, it only affects chametz, you know. Again, but you still have to ask the question, what would be l'may nafkamina? So the Achronim say that the nafkamina might be grain that took root on the 16th. That if you think that it's the sunrise of the 16th is a matir, So if it only took root afterwards, right, so those who say, look, sunrise is the matir, so they say, look, if it became mut, right, if it took root later on the 16th, it's usur. Because just like if I had grain which took root, you know, after I brought the omer on the 16th, if you think the omer is matir, it's not mutter. So same thing is true on the 16th. And that's the position, the Nod Bihuda, the Sfas Emes, the Shakis Aryeh. And others say that maybe not, right? Maybe not, because maybe it's just, look, anything that's, you know, it's just, it depends. It's just this man. It's this man issue. Before the 16th, it's usher. After the 16th, it's mutter. The Avnei Nezer says it might depend whether you hold like Chachamim or Behuda. That according to the Chachamim, that sunrise is clearly the matir, right? Sunrise is the matir, and the omer delays the heter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be that it's not that way, right? That the whole day is aser, right? The way he understands it is that this is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and Rabbi Yochanan. That if you think the morning is matir, that's because you think sunrise is a matir. But if you think it's sunset, it's not because sunset is matir. It's because it's usher until the end of the 16th. Right? That's the Zman Ha'isr. Right? So the Avnei Nezer says that that is the Machlokes. If you think sunrise is when it becomes mutter, that's because sunrise is a matir. If you think that sunset is matir, there's no such thing. There's no pasuk sunset is matir. It's because Aviyad Bechlal, until the end of the day, it's usher. Right? That's the Zman Ha'isr. So he thinks that this is, and again, he also thinks that the nafka mina of this might be one of these cases of things taking root. And specifically, he thinks that it's chitim shezarn bekarka kodem omer, v'avar lein omer v'lo ishrishu, something that was planted in the ground before the omer and didn't yet take root. So he says that that suffix is only according to the Chachamim, because according to the Chachamim, the Omer is a matir. But he thinks according to Yehuda, anything that took root before the end of the 16th is going to be mutter, because it just runs out. The time of the Isser simply just runs out by the end of the day. That is his Chiddush. Now some people, the Or Sameach actually thinks that this is a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And he thinks that as for the following reason, right? So he thinks that the Gemara in Pesachim, the Bavli, says that Nevela is Aser Ba'achila, right? Meat that died without Shechita is Aser Ba'achila. And that we learn from that that it's also Aser Ba'hana'a. But by Chadash, since it never says don't eat it, it has no Iser Hana'a. Okay? Yerushalmi says that the reason there's no Iser Hana'a, the reason that Omer is different from Navila is because it's an Isra Hatolui Bizman. So the Or Sameach says maybe that's the difference, right? The Yerushalmi calls Chadash an Isra Hatolui Bizman, which makes it sound like it just runs out. It's Aser at a certain time and it's Mutter at another time. But the Bavli that compares it to Navila thinks that it's really Aser, it's just that there might be something that can be Matir it, but until you're Matir it, it's like Trey food. Right, not like chametz, where the isser evaporates. Okay. Now, so let's just summarize what we've seen, because we've seen a lot of these things. So we have the first sheet in the Gemara that there's two avenues of heter, which I said one way of understanding that is the way the Shagas Aryeh sends Rabbi Yochanan, which is that even Bizman HaMikdash, there's two levels of Isser, right? And you can chip away at it with each, with the day and with the Omer. When there's no Beit HaMikdash, you need both. You need the day. When there is a Beit HaMikdash, you need both. No one seems to agree with me on that one, but that's my suggestion. The other way of suggesting it is no, it's just Xeris HaKasuv. There's two tracks of Isser. When there is a Beit HaMikdash, the Omer is the Matir. When there isn't, the day is the Matir, and that's how you understand the two Psukim. And that's, for example, if you look in the Brit Moshe, that's how he understands the Gemara. Then we have the second day of the Gemara, right? That really, Heir Panei Mizrach lifts the Yisr, and there's a mitzvah to not eat until the Omer. We said, what's the nature of that Yisr? So we saw a different Shito. Either it's D'oraita, but maybe it's a difference of an Isser Chefza versus an Isser Gavra, that was the Grizz. Maybe it's D'Rabbanan, maybe it's Mitzvah Namuchar, which might also mean D'Rabbanan, or Ratzan HaTorah. Then we said, okay, now what happens if you don't bring the Omer? So is it that it'll evaporate by the end of the day, or is that it'll stay the next year? We saw the Rash, but the Meiri say, by the end of the day, it's going to be Mutter according to everybody. The Tiferet Yisrael says, no, it's also until the next year. Then we said, even Heir Panei HaMizrach, how do you view it? Do you say that the Heir Panei HaMizrach is a matir, right? Just like the Omer, it permits it. Or do you say, no, Heir Panei HaMizrach just tells you that the beginning or the end of the day is simply when the time runs out. The Avnei Nezer says that this might be the machlokis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan. Because if you say it's the beginning of the day, that's because you say the Etzem Hayom is matir. If you say it's Avad Bechlal, that by the end of the day it just becomes mutter. So then, that's just saying it's a zman. It runs out at the end of the day. The Or Samech said that's the machlokes bavli Yerushalmi. Is that do you conceptualize it like nevela, in which case it's an isser which you have to be matir, that somehow magically it's as if you could turn not kosher food into kosher food, or do you say no, it's an isser atol yibizman, which is how the Yerushalmi says it. The nafka mina might be something that takes root on the 16th itself. If you think it's a matir, so sunrise. Already passed. The Matir already passed. It's going to be usher until next year. If you think it's Zman, so then maybe, well, the Zman passes. And maybe, as we saw, it might be the Machlok, it's Rehuda and the Chachamim. According to Rehuda, look, by the end of the day, the Israel will just evaporate. But at the beginning of the day, it will not. Now, the Rav Moshe Feinstein also argues that the question of whether the Isser until you bring the Omer is an Isser Chefs or an Isser Gavra might be the Machloket of Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rather, the Chachamim who think, Rabbi Yochanan who thinks that sunrise is Matir and it's Usser until Chatzah, or until you bring the Omer, so that's clearly, that might be an Isser Gavra, there's Dali in the Mitzvah. But as we've suggested, according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's an Isser Chefs. There are two ways of removing the Isser Chefza. He's either waiting to the end of the day or being matir it early by bringing the Omer. So it could be that not only are they arguing about time, but the question of when does it become mutter is also a machloket about the nature of the Isser, an Isser Chefza, an Isser Gavra, and the like. Now, some of these issues are going to come back up, right? Again, I said that a lot of these issues are going to come back up. I want you to keep this in mind because, I'm going to throw this out now, but we'll see it more probably next week. The question of this Isser Chefza Isser Gavra, is the Isser of Chadash inherent in the grain or is it a function of the fact that you haven't been Mekayim the Mitzvah yet? This is going to come up when we see the question of Chadash and Chutz Laretz. Because, as we'll see, you aren't allowed to bring the Omer from grain in Chutz Laretz. So if you think that the Isser is independent, so you could say, fine, it makes total sense. You can't bring the grain from Chutz Laretz, but maybe it's still Usser to eat Chadash in Chutz Laretz, because the Isser and the Mitzvah are two different things. But if you think that the Isser in the Chadash is a function of the mitzvah, so then you might end up paskening, as we'll see, like the Bach, that Lahalacha, Chadash, and Chutz La'aretz is not Asr, right? Which again is not the majority psag, but this conceptual issue is going to be in the background of the position of the Bach. So again, I don't want to get into that fully yet. We're going to have to do that as an independent topic, but these questions of is this an Isser Chefza, an Isser that inheres in the Chadash, or an Isser Gavra that is dependent on you being Mekayim the Mitzvah, that really does lie in the background of the Chutz La'aretz issue. And we'll see, it'll also depend on some of the other Shita in the postgame, that whether or not Isser Chadash applies to grain which is owned by a guy. Because again, if you think that it's Machalat Asurot, right, that the nature of the Isser and Isser Chepsa, so then you can conceptually say that the Isser Chadash applies even to that which belongs to someone who's not Chayiv in Mitzvot. But the more you think that these Yisurim are functions of the Mitzvot, the more you have room to justify those positions in Poskim, that Chadash, that of grain that was planted and owned by a guy, is not Asur. Because, right, the guy isn't Chayiv in Mitzvot. And if you think the Isser Chadash, or at least part of the Isser Chadash, is a derivative of the mitzvah shebo, so that's going to be something that might not apply. Okay. So I think, like I said, there's a lot more Dionim in the Achronim about this. So, you know, for example, I'll just throw out some of the issues, which I'm happy to discuss if you want, but otherwise I'll just at least be yotze by saying that these are issues that are raised. Because I think at this point you've understood most of these, and the issues that we'll deal with, I guess, what's today, Thursday? On Sunday, I want to move to the Gzeira, right? I want to try to finish this whole sugya before Shavuos, for sure. I don't know how many days we have next week, depending on whether you go to the beach. So I want to definitely finish this before, to be this way, our last sugya before we part for the year will be the question of Chadash and Chutz La'aretz. And if we have time, we'll do something else, but definitely cover that. But in this issue, I think we've covered a lot of the issues. One of the dunim that come up in the Achronim is what happens if you're not able to bring the Omer in the time of the Beit HaMikdash for one reason or another, because of a halachic impediment, what would you do then, right? Meaning if you actually need the Omer as a matir, you're stuck. If you think that it's the mitzvah Shabbat, so maybe if there's a halachic reason that you can't bring it, or you're an anus, right, so it'd be mutter, because, right, it's the mitzvah Shabbat, but if you're an anus, maybe the mitzvah doesn't apply, and therefore it'd be mutter. So that's an issue that's brought up in it. There's a lot of dunim, which again, I've mentioned several times, but I don't want to sort of break my head about it, which is how do you understand that original Omer when they came into to Eretz Israel? Was there an Isser Chadash at that point or not, which is a machlokes in the Yerushalmi already? There's interesting discussions about the Isser Chadash in bread that's made of wheat and rice, because rice is you know that middle category. Okay, again, there's a lot of achronim on this, and if you're interested, I can give you the references to the Shagas Aryeh, the Onig Yontifs, and the like. But I think for now, I'm sufficing with that. I think we've covered enough of the basic shitot so that you understand the conceptual directions to take in this Gemara, both in terms of the, right, is sunrise an Isser or Mati, or sunset Isser or Mati, or just the Zmana Isser? Is this the subject of the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan? What exactly would the nature of the mitzvah be? Is it that the Isser of the Omer that's created by the Omer, is that only as long as there's a mitzvah of the Omer and therefore it's only until the end of the day? Or is it that you actually need it to be matzah and therefore it goes to the end of the year, right, till the next year? Differences possibly within the Gemara. How could it be that there's two different matirim in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, not in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. Again, what are the three levels of the mitzvah? What other issues have we dealt with in the last few days, just to summarize? Mitzvah or matir. Right, is the Omer, is his function only a matir, which again might come down to the machloket of whether sunrise is the primary matir or the karban. Does it speed up the Isser like Rabbi Yehuda or slow it down like Rabbi Yochanan? The question of whether you have to bring an Omer when there is no Isser, meaning in the Midbar, right, did you have to bring it? We saw that a few days ago. Is it defined as a matir for the purposes of Lishma and karban, which was what we looked at extensively in Daf Dalet and Daf Hey? The machlok is Rav, Rava, and Reish Lakish. Again, the basic directions I think you have down. The issues that I want to deal with after this, you can tell me if you want to do any of them now or you want to just wait till we're back in person. A few small issues, which is sunrise or chatzot, where? In Yerushalayim or where you live, right? Which is, I think, a sub-machlokes, which is, okay, I don't know if you want to do that now or wait.
Restrictions don't really apply to Muslims.
Well, we'll see, right, to see what exactly this issue is. So I want to look at that briefly. I think that connects to the question of whether you think it's a function of the Omer, right, or not, right? Meaning if it's Yerushalayim, even if the Zman is dependent on Yerushalayim, you're saying, remember we said that it could be that the reason that the 16th is Matir is not because the 16th is Matir, but because it's the Yom HaNeith. It's the day in which you bring the Omer. The more you conceptualize it that way, even the Zman will depend on Yerushalayim because the Zman is also integrated into the Omer, right? But if you think that, no, Zman just means that the Zman is Matir and the mitzvah is something independent, then the Zman might depend on where you are, right? I want to briefly just look back at the question very quickly of, is Her Pnei Mizrach sunrise or dawn, right? Very quickly want to do that. And then I want to deal with the, definitely spend a day, it'll probably take us on the nature of the Gzeira, right? Why is we have a Gzeira like this? So I was about to ask you if you want to go longer, but I just see that Shmuel David texted that lunch is here. So I'm going to take that as my cue. We'll do that on Sunday. Again, I think we can definitely finish this next week, probably even earlier than the end of next week, depending on how many days we have, depending on whether it actually works out to go to the beach and stuff like that. And also, I assume we're not having Shir Erev Shavuot, but I offered Rav Ginsburg to have Shir and Erev Yontif, even though we don't normally, part of it, either in person or Zoom, it depends a lot on, that was when we thought that the shuls wouldn't be open, but with the shuls open, right, and eating there, you will have some sort of Shavuot program, so you might want to nap on Erev Shavuot, so we'll figure it out. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, Rav Ginsburg usually comes right with
Right. That's the plan. I think in the end of the day, with us being able to use the shul and stuff like that, I think the plan was for Ginsburg to give shir and Chaim Ozer probably to give shir.